We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome in now the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawson. Mike, I say this totally with levity. Thanks for your first year, but then you caused Sean Payton to retire. I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, I did my first year. My first year is the first, you know, no Drew Brees year. That's painful enough. Now I get to follow it with no Sean Payton year.
Mike, what was your reaction today? I know I was asked several times, are you shocked? I'm really not. I mean, a little, but not really. When I think about it and unpack it, you?
I will say this. I was stunned. I mean, I saw this, you know, Sunday, Monday, I saw the stuff. I think what caught my attention the most, and I totally understand, but typically when you see these things happen and the media was able to talk to Mrs. Benson, is today still Tuesday? Today's Tuesday, right? Yesterday at another function. And typically that's when the story kind of goes away or gets shut down, but she was totally honest. She goes, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
You know,
I guess we'll find out soon. And I was like, wow, most of the time, if it's not an issue or it's not a story, it gets shut right then and there. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. And I was like, this thing's got some legs. But then by this morning, it was, you know, basically over.
Well, you know, Mike, when you look at it, it seems like we heard these stories 3 or 4 years. Or Sean Payton, is he going to stay with the Saints? Or the bottom line is, I mean, is he going to leave or retire, whatever it might be? But to me, if we had the right quarterback in place, to me, Sean Payton does not make this statement today.
I would agree. I will take that one step further. Obviously, we can go back to when they were 5-2, and Jameis Winston gets hurt. Now he gets hurt in that game. They actually win it with Trevor to get to 5-2. What happens this season if Jameis Winston is the quarterback all the way through? We don't know.
Right.
I will say this. If the Rams do their damn job and beat the 49ers in that final week, I say we get into the tournament, and anybody into the tournament has already proven
right. That
you could do anything. And so what if they're a Final Four team right now, which, quite frankly,
right. They
win round one against the Rams, 6-2, and then it's anybody's bet. So I wasn't there today because I was at the Superdome. But that would have been my question. I was like, well, what if the Rams had done their job,
get
in the playoffs, and now you're in the Final Four? Obviously, we're not sitting here because you're coaching, but are you still having those – same feelings? I don't know.
Mike Hawson, the voice of the Saints here, reacted to Sean Payton's decision today to step away from the Saints head coaching gig after 16 years, 3 NFC championship games, a Super Bowl title, 9-8 in the playoffs in 17 games, a .631 winning percentage. Mike, by your estimations, do you think Sean Payton, if he doesn't coach again somewhere else, which I think he will, but if he doesn't, do you think he gets to Canton?
Yeah, I do. Because of the tenure, because of the fifth fastest to 150, that's a pretty select group right there.
Right.
Because he did win the title, because he did get to other championship games, two other NFC championship games, and because I think the voters will all recognize that the Saints clearly got screwed in 4 of those years, and they will recognize that. So, yeah, I do believe he gets into the Hall.
Now, you know, going forward, I mean, we all know we want to get to double-digit wins, but, oh, so I don't know, 9 wins, 10 wins. But right now, I mean, the future coach, I mean, I don't know, 5 or 6 wins. So what are the expectations going forward?
Well, I don't know. Tell me, I mean, who's the coach? Who's my quarterback?
Yeah.
If you can answer that, and is Mike Thomas my wide receiver, which I do believe he will be. So let's take Thomas out of the equation because, quite frankly, unless they trade him financially, he's going to be a member of this team, right? So Thomas
right.
is there. Kamara's there. Offensive line is going to be shifted a bit, I believe, but still have the bulk of it around. Defense, you know, I believe what I've been told that they can get around the cap situation without having to gut this defense. So without knowing kind of the coach or the quarterback, that's the ball game, as we've learned
yeah.
in the last 2 years with, you know, as we're about to learn, with no Sean Payton and no Drew Brees. Unfortunately, we're like the rest of the league now. We've lived in this
yeah.
fantasy world for 16 years.
Exactly.
And we're like, look at those guys. You ain't got no quarterback. Oh, you'll get another coach. Oh, Black Monday. Here we go down the street. And it's like, you know, so it's unfortunate. But it's and the fact that it happened in back-to-back years. But I guess I feel the same way as I did in training camp. I don't think that even as great as Drew was, and in training camp, I thought this team would be 10-7, you know, 11-6. I thought they'd be a playoff team, 10-7,
right.
11-6 would have been like the high end.
Right.
So because they didn't have Drew Brees, what, they suck now? They don't get to get, they're not any good. You know, they're poorly coached. They don't have a good defense. They don't have Alvin Kamara. And at that point, when we were kind of having these questions, the thinking was that we'd get Mike Thomas back, you know, week 7, something like that, week 6, and Onyemata back week 7.
Right.
So there was a lot of things that were, and no one thought we were going to be without Will Lutz all year. So, man, those are pretty key positions we're talking about. It's the head coach and the quarterback. But I think this is a good football team. And I don't think, you know, Sean talked about it some today, but I'm not sure about the NFC South future, given to we know Brady's future, Arian's future. I just feel like they are a competitive, good team, and a good defense will keep you in a lot of games, and you're going to be in that 9-8, 10-7, 8-9.
I agree.
With a good defense, and then who knows? I mean,
I agree.
here's what I want to offer both of you guys, though.
And you know what?
Think about.
But Christian, think about what Hoss is saying. I mean, don't you want your team in the hunt?
Sure.
Now, the thing is, you never want your team that you're saying we're going to win 5 or 6 games. You know, expand the schedule and all, and then, okay, who we drafted? Okay, well, what is our hope for the future? But if you're on the cusp of being 500, whether that's 9-8, are you a 10-7 type team? I mean, if you're right there, think about, okay, look at the playoff picture. Think about this, Hossie Christian. If you in the playoff picture, look at where the 49ers have come from and the adversity that they have faced. Okay, think about that and where they're at right now. Okay, that is the NFC. And then if you look at the AFC, listen, you want to get to the dance. You want to get to the dance, and you don't know what the hell is going to happen beyond there. Come on. Yeah. I think we'd agree upon that.
Here's what I want you to think about.
I do agree. I think the NFC is going to beat up on itself, and at 9-8 in
yeah.
the NFC is going to look pretty good.
Right.
You're going to face a whole different ball game when you get to that Super Bowl, but who cares once you're at the dance?
Right.
I mean,
here's what,
I think that's the way it's going to be moving forward in the NFC. I mean, just kind of, you know, there's no – Dallas can play great, look dominant, be average. The rest of the NFC East, same thing. NFC South, who knows what that future is. I think there's going to be massive changes. You know, I think Atlanta's going to see some massive changes. And then, you know, the West, is Russell Wilson going to be there? Are the Rams, what's going to happen at quarterback? Is Jimmy Garoppolo now going to be, you know, sought after and go somewhere else? I mean, this, I think
right.
The NFC is going to be, you know, where's Aaron Rodgers? You know, if they right. allow him to go, I'm assuming they're going to try to get him into the AFC. I feel like Denver's a somewhat logical landing spot for him. I just feel like the NFC is going to be a brawl. It's going to be huge. Like you say, stay in the hunt. You give me a defense that can average under 20.
Yes, hell yes.
You are going to be in many games and win most.
Hell yeah. Scoring defense under 20, the Saints are in the mix. Listen, I can bring up a stat by Sean Payton. All of a sudden, that's not going to change, even though Sean Payton's not the head coach. Under 20 points, scoring defense, the Saints are in the thick of things to be able to compete.
The Saints have to trim $73 million to get under the cap this offseason. And the reason why I'm bringing this up
is Kai Harley will figure that out.
I know. No, hear me out, though. That's another reason that we talked about Mike and Bobby as to if Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or somebody else was on this roster as a franchise quarterback, that's another reason why you step away. And Sean recognizes that. It's going to be a tough kind of rebuild that he's never been, if you pay attention to what he said, he's never been a big fan of rebuilds. He doesn't want to be a part of that. And this is right out of the Bill Parcells coaching manual. Hey, leave while you're hot still. And he's still hot at 9-8, even though they missed
yes.
the postseason.
Yes.
Leave while you're hot. If you want to go somewhere
without
else,
a
you
doubt.
Recharge your batteries and you go somewhere else. Opposed to trying to rebuild it here, which might take a couple of years given their cap struggles and their quarterback issues they don't have settled yet. It'll tarnish your legacy. So, I I'm not mad at Sean Payton.
One step ahead, Christian. You're
right. Yeah, you leave him wanting more. And your price tag, your legacy doesn't really diminish because you stepped away. I fully expect Sean Payton to be coaching on an NFL sideline within the next 5 years. Mike, do you agree with that?
And Hoss, like Christian said, I don't know about 2023, but I think 2024, I think, hell yeah, Coach Payton's coaching again.
I don't know. I get the feeling we're going to see – I mean, the thing with the television aspect and the booth, and let's say hypothetically the Fox thing is real.
Right.
Hypothetically it is. So, obviously, Coach Payton talked, you know, a couple of times today about wanting to do television, wanting to be in the booth. I think I'd be pretty good at it. I think I'd like to try TV. I think – That's more of a commitment than I'm going to go do this. You know, if he goes to the studio for a couple of years and waits for the right offer, that's one
right.
thing. If he hops into Troy Aikman's seat, that's a commitment.
That's
and
attractive.
You're going to be there because, and that's why I, when this came up, I was like, why is he thinking about this? And not knowing anything, if you're just thinking the Fox job, because if you don't go now, guess what? That seat's not coming up for 15 more years.
I'll give you one better, Mike and Bobby. I'll give you one better. ESPN has struggled since they didn't have John Gruden. They just have. I'm just telling you. And Sean knows and recognizes what they were willing to pay Peyton Manning to potentially take that gig on Monday Night Football.
Right.
I think that's something that we got to pay attention to. And if he gets that gig, a lot like John Gruden. John Gruden went back into coaching. I think eventually, that he's got to scratch that itch.
Well,
I think he just does.
But scratch.
He could do it for 5 to 8 years and still get back into coaching.
Listen, Christian and Hoss, scratch the itch.
I don't know if he wants to come back into coaching at 67 and start up climbing the mountain again.
So wait, but think about this, Hoss and Christian, $16-17 million with Tony Romo. What he's getting paid. And then all of a sudden, you get Sean Payton. And I'm going to get involved with the media, and I could get paid the same amount of money if I'm in the media as his. I'm the head coach. I'm like,
and work less. No game planning.
It's like work 20-30% compared to what you did as a head coach. Come on. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people don't like that, but whatever. But the media, it's unbelievable how supply and demand, when you want an individual to be able to, I don't know, Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Sean Payton, whatever it might be, supply and demand. I mean, think about Sean Payton. Okay, he gets paid $9 million to coach the Saints, and I get to go home at 12 or 2 a.m. I got to be back at the office at 7 a.m. versus I can work 20, maybe 30% of the time and doing TV, and I get paid the same amount of money. What? Come on. Are you an idiot? I mean, come on.
That's easy math.
Yeah, it's like easy math. Come on.
Preaching to the choir, baby. I also think it's also tough, and we were talking about this team. How does this team rebuild, right? They always pick 18 to 25. They never have a total collapse. They've got great still skill players because that's what this team does. They get their core, and they build around it. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure what is an official rebuild for this team because they're going to go in. I don't care who's – if you go in the next season of quarterback with Jameis, Taysom, and Ian Book, a healthy Jameis, Taysom, and Ian Book, this is going to be a team that will be picked to be close in the NFC South and because of everything else.
Right. No, because we have a championship defense, Hoss. We have a championship defense.
So but will it look the same after you cut $74 million off the cap?
No. You have to look at all that. But, listen, we're in the thick of things, and we're going to be in the hunt and all that. But are you truly have a chance to win a Super Bowl?
Maybe not. You're not rebuilding because you can't. You got to collapse. You got to pick in the top 10. You got to be able to maneuver, you know, picking 18, 70 million over the cap.
I think the worst case scenario for a number of GMs, they watch in that Bills Chiefs game, they get, oh my God, do we have that kind of guy like Pat Mahomes or Allen? I mean, what? No, hell no, we don't. So when you're trying to win truly a game in the postseason to win a championship, so you still have the haves and have-nots. Now, can you be relevant to go in the postseason? I think the Saints are there. Now, to win a Super Bowl, hell no, the Saints aren't there. No, we don't have that guy. I mean, that's being honest.
Green Bay would say something different at this point.
Yeah.
Hold on. I totally hear that. San Francisco would say something totally different at that point. They've done everything they could to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, and he just he's messed up their future plans. He's like, they had it all figured out, but he keeps winning.
No, the bottom line is like Jimmy G. Shame on him if you don't take advantage of opportunity. Because I think right now they're healthy. You know, Hoss, I talked to Christian and Mike about this. The one thing, pre-COVID, 2019, the 49ers, all of a sudden, everybody's getting freaking hurt. We all know about injuries. The Saints got hurt this year. I'm telling you, they are ready to roll in the back end of the season. The 49ers are the team right now in 2022, postseason, what we expected in the 2019 season, potentially 2020, you know, COVID and all that. I'm telling you, the 49ers are legit. You know why? Because they win in the trenches. And Jimmy G just don't screw it up. And you got Debo. Come on, Debo's like unbelievable. I'm telling you, don't poo-poo the 49ers. Now, I think the Rams should win if you look top to bottom. But, I don't know, they lost six games in a row against the 49ers. Listen, the NFL would love the Rams to win because they're hosting the Super Bowl, but the 49ers are one of those teams. They are old school. Listen, Saints fans hate the 49ers. I freaking hate the 49ers. But I like the way they play. I like they punch you in the mouth.
You heard what Sean said today. Yeah. They're an evolving team.
Yes, yes. Where are they now? Sean Payton respects the 49ers, how they structure right now. Christian, you are right. I'm glad you you noticed that in that Sean Payton press conference.
He said confidence can develop from demonstrated behavior.
Yes.
Just like the San Francisco 49ers. That's what I mean. It's like, and I'm telling you, if the Saints could have gotten their way into the dance, that's all it takes. Get into the dance. And then, man, one at a time. But it's confidence can develop from demonstrated behavior. Man, I wrote it down.
Bobby, Mike, thanks so much, Mike, for the time. We certainly appreciate it, man. And I know we'll have a pretty eventful offseason here to come in the next couple of weeks and months.
That's for sure. It was going to be eventful anyway, but now even more so.
All right, Haas.
Great job today, gentlemen, both of you.
All right. The voice of Haas. The Saints, Mike Haas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.